Hey guys, welcome back to the Influence Community. We're your hosts, Alyssa and Danielle.
This is where we spill the tea, talk all things influencing, and try to keep up with the ever-changing industry.
Grab a coffee, sip your tea, and we hope you enjoy today's episode. Hey guys.
Hey guys.
I hope you guys are doing well. We're so excited for another episode here on the Influence Community. We love doing these for you guys. And I think today's topic, a lot of people are going to be interested in because I feel like everyone experiences it.
Yeah, I feel like especially like this time of year, we'll get it more into it, but definitely it's been a hot topic, I feel like, on people's like close friend stories and also just like stories in general. Something we're all thinking about, and we're going to talk more about it. But before we do that, of course, we have to talk about what we were influenced by. We do that every week. So what were you influenced by?
I think for me this year, I'm literally so obsessed with fall, and this has never happened to me.
Yeah, you really
are. Just like this brand new like me, and I'm really excited about it. I feel so inspired by so many different fall looks. Like I have like a saved folder on Pinterest for fall outfits. I have a saved folder on Instagram for fall outfits, like outfits I want to like recreate or do or whatever. And I feel like what I'm saving the most is those like blazer suit sets. So it could be like the two pieces or the three pieces, but really like the pants that match the blazer. Like I just bought one from Naked Fashion and the collaboration with Hannah Schoenberg, and it's like this like dark green color, and it's a cropped blazer with the trouser pants. So I'm really excited about that. And then I bought like this like black button-down vest, which I'm excited because that's kind of like a new style for me.
Yeah.
And
I love a vest.
I love when people wear it. I'm like, oh my gosh, that looks so good. Like just the button-down vest with like the black trousers, and like I feel like it's just like such a European like chic style. Like you see like all the European girls doing it, and
yeah,
I just think
totally.
It's so freaking cute. So
I love,
I'm excited
like
to
cropped.
Add those pieces to my wardrobe. But
yeah,
I feel like you can't ever go wrong with, yes, the crop. It's so good. It's like a boxy crop. You know what I mean?
Your response. So late. Yeah. Like when it's cropped and then there's like baggy trousers. Such a cute look. Is there a lag?
What about you?
Oh, I feel like there's a lag in our FaceTime. But for me, I'm really inspired by a color combo. I feel like a few weeks ago is pink and green, but the green is out in my, I'm just kidding, I still love green, but I really like the combo pink and brown. I just got the cutest little Balenciaga bag, and it's like bubblegum pink, and I'm obsessed with it. But I've been like trying to style it with some of my fall outfits, and it looks so cute with brown. And then I'm like, oh my god, I just love this combo. And Alyssa said before this, because I told her what I was influenced by, she's like, oh my gosh, it's like an ice cream cone. So yeah,
so
love
cute.
That combo.
The
pink and brown,
so cute.
I know. Ugh, it's so cute. I mean, it's better than the Jacquemus, because I hope I'm saying that right, because I can kind of fit my phone, but like if I do put my phone in it, it's kind of pushing it. But it's okay, because I'm always like attached, glued to my phone, so it can fit like everything else, and it's like more than enough room. So I definitely love the Balenciaga. I thought this is like my first one where it's like the curved ones.
Yeah. Like, it's, is so it the cute. Same size as the white one that I had?
No, it's smaller.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's like, I don't know what the sizes are, but it's definitely smaller, but definitely way bigger than the Jacquemus ones. Like those are a little not practical.
A little small. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love that. I never thought of the pink and brown combo. So
yeah, I love it together. I think it's like a really cute pop. But yeah,
cute.
That's what we were influenced by.
Love that. Okay, so today's episode, we wanted to talk about going through periods of slow growth or low engagement to start off. And then we just want to touch on a couple fall trends. But I feel like in terms of engagement and growth, like people are always posting on their like close friend stories about it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everyone goes through it. And like, you're not alone when it happens. And I feel like I'm very transparent when it's like happening to me, because I definitely feel like I ride like the up and down. But totally. Obviously we've talked about before, like here and on Clubhouse, that like you really just have to stick with it, and yeah. it goes up and down, and that's just kind of what it is. And like, yeah, you just kind of figure out ways to deal with it. So I think that's kind of what we're going to talk about, and like, why does that happen, I guess. Yeah,
I feel like you're very lucky if you don't experience the downs, but I also think that's pretty rare. I feel like it's easy to think like, oh my gosh, like this girl gets like such good engagement, like why can't that happen to me? But like everyone goes through it, like literally everyone. And I think it's honestly nicer. I personally really like the option now to turn off your likes. I feel like it's like less stressful, like, and I feel like a lot of people do it now, and I'm just like, respect, honestly, like let's normalize it. If you're not having a great day, you know, there's no shame. So I don't know. I think it's a cool option.
One of our girlfriends told us, Shyla, she said
this is a good point.
Because it's a new feature, if you turn off your likes, then Instagram might boost it a little more, because obviously we all know that Instagram loves when you use their new features. So I've been trying this, and some of my posts start out so badly. Like, I don't know what everyone's like standard is, but like sometimes my post will get like maybe 200 likes an hour, and that's like really bad for me. And like, I'd say average is like 400 to 500 likes in the first hour. And then if it does like pretty well, it'll get like 600 or 700 likes in the first hour. So that's kind of my personal standard that I've noticed on my account. Yeah. And those posts that get like 250 likes, maybe 300 in the first hour is like so slow. I've been turning the likes off at that point. And then over the next day or so, like usually after a day goes by the next day, it reaches like it's 1,000, 1,100, 1,200, where like my standard posts kind of fall, and then I'll unhide it. So then I'll show my likes again once it gets past that kind of threshold. And like, I swear, every post I've done that to, it's done that. They've all hit over 1,000.
Okay. Yeah. I've noticed
even
that
though it took a little longer to get there.
Yeah. I've noticed people are starting out now hiding them. And I'm wondering, I really want to try that out, but I'm like nervous too. But I've noticed that people are starting out with it, and then they unhide it like the next day, and it's like, it does really well. So I'm like, oh, they didn't like hide it because it was doing bad, unless it was, and it just like boosted up. But
well, see, that's the thing for mine, is it did start bad, and I'm like, that's like, you know, for me, obviously, I'm like, that's so embarrassing. And like, it's not like everyone, whatever,
exactly,
like has their own engagement. But then over the next day, it like gets to its normal growth, and I'm just like, that is so interesting. Cause like, I feel like you see some girls get like, you know, 1,500, 2K likes in the first hour, and you're just like, wow, that's not my account. So
it's definitely, I feel like it's something that people are testing out now. I'm definitely noticing it way more, even with bigger accounts, honestly. I'm like, wow, like, I don't know, I like it. I think it's good for people's mental health if you're not feeling it, or if you're you know, if it's an ad and you're just super stressed about it, like, I don't know.
I remember we were kind of like against it when it first came out,
like, because we were like, oh my god, that's like, that like, doesn't that look bad to brands? But I feel like brands don't think about it that much. I don't know. I mean, you can send them your insights, obviously, and then you can also scroll through and see what other type of engagement that you get on your page. It's kind of nice because you can show like highlights if you want, but I don't know. I feel like it's something to test out for sure. And
I think the other thing too to remember is, like, you might think you're getting bad engagement, but to someone else, that's like really good engagement for them. So it's like, don't be too hard on yourself because like, you think you're doing so badly when someone else is looking at your account wishing they had your engagement. Because I feel like I catch myself doing that. Like, I'll see a girl's like hide their account or hide their likes because it's like, oh, their photos normally get like 10K likes and that photo only got like 7K likes. And I'm like, wow, that'd be so nice.
I know,
nice,
it's
to have
like,
7K likes. Like, wow. So it's just like, everyone has their own like standard. So it's like, just don't be hard on yourself because someone else wishes like they had your engagement.
Yeah.
So it's just like one of those like long game things that we talk about. So one of the first things that we want to mention is that you might have bot accounts that you don't really know about. Maybe you missed them or you didn't see them follow you, like those like Amazon seller accounts or those like account, like Oh, by likes and followers, yeah, like that are in your DMs.
The spammy spam accounts. Yeah. The spam bot accounts.
Those ones. Like, those will definitely lower your engagement because then your post is being shown to them and they're obviously not engaging because they're fake. So it's like, that's going to hurt you. So yeah. I know we both like go through and try to like block them as they come through, like here and there, to kind of stay on top of it.
Right. And that's like, obviously that goes with the whole thing of never, ever buy followers. I feel like, you know, it's easy to think that's a quick way to go from point A to point B, but literally that will hurt you so bad in the long run. Like, bot accounts are just so bad for your account. Like, they're not going to interact and with your like content.
So
going to lower your engagement
too. It right. is so obvious. So
same with like buying
in
likes.
In the past, we'll say it again. We can see it. We know you're doing it. And like, even accounts that you like it. Think like would never do that, like, they are absolutely doing it. And you could totally just click, like, go into their followers and look. Go into like the likes and see who's liking their photos. You can 100% tell they're buying. And like, I'm just still shocked that like brands work with them, because it's just so obvious.
I mean, it's like also not super honest either, because you're taking money from brands and like, you're not, it's completely fake engagement. So,
and like, can you imagine what the analytics look like then? Like,
oh
what?
Yeah, that's so true. Like,
your like demographics, like your male female ratio.
Yeah, it just, you guys know our stance on this, like, we don't mean to like offend anyone if this does, but it's just not good all around. It is not good.
Well,
for
it's
your
bad
account.
For the industry as a
bad
whole.
Bad for the industry, absolutely. Yeah, so
gives it like, gives influencers a bad name. Like, you break trust with brands, with your audience. Like, it's all just bad.
And like, if you got like bad advice from someone before, and maybe you did buy like followers or something, you can always remove them. You can always like, you know, turn it around. It's not like the end all be all, but like, once you start getting that real genuine engagement, like, Instagram will notice that, and your posts and everything will be pushed out to a larger audience. You'll start hitting the explore page. Like, they know what's fake. They know what's not. They're a very smart like company. The algorithm is very smart. So just keep that in mind. That's definitely like, that could be a reason why someone is experiencing slow growth or engagement.
I think too, it's important to like get in the mindset that it's better to have real engaging followers than like fake followers. And once you accept that, it's so much easier to go through and block accounts that like serve you no purpose. Like, you know, if it's a male spam account, like, obviously you want to block that because you don't want that demographic. And you shouldn't be like, oh, well, then my following is going to go down. Well, like, good. Then you'll have more real followers.
Yeah.
And, like, people who actually care about your content. Like, I literally have no problem blocking and removing large amounts of accounts at one time, because I'm like, I don't want them. Like, they don't help me.
Yeah. And like, you know, brands want to see that female ratio, and that'll once again help you probably get you. It'll probably set you apart also from someone else, like, who is applying for this campaign or whatever. If they're comparing like the female following and that's their demographic, like, the person with the higher one is probably going to get it. So just like think about it logistically like that. I feel like that's super helpful.
And I feel like if you do it like over time, so if you do just a couple every day and remove and block a couple, then it's like not as big of an impact as if you like wait and you do it once a month and then you remove like 100 followers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it over time, it just doesn't even feel like there is a really significant change anyway. So it's like totally fine. I will probably do like maybe 10 a day as I'm going through like notifications and I just see them, or I'm like looking at my request in my messages, like if it's like an Amazon seller or if it's like buy the verified checkmark, I just literally go through and block them like immediately, like
same.
No second thoughts.
I like block,
and I don't want them following me.
I have like such a big blocked words list for my messages now, so like they can't.
I still
send
need to do
messages.
That
I'll screenshot you what I have, because I feel like I have a good list going. It's like boost your grow your literally giveaways, growth, like anything like that. Like, I've blocked all those words. And still, I've noticed people are coming up with new words. Like, they're saying services now and like other things that like I think they're trying to get around it. So I don't know. But
wow.
Anyways, block them as you see them, pretty much.
Yeah, it'll make it so much easier, and then it won't like affect your like mental health because you won't be like, oh my gosh, I just lost 100 right. followers because I blocked them.
And that probably like flags something with Instagram too. Like you probably don't want it to look like you just lost a bunch of, I don't know. I've heard people say like it's not good to do that all at once. So
yeah,
better to do it over
time. Who knows, but yeah. Okay, so the next thing is finding like what your audience is interacting with and liking and create more content like that. And I feel like we're really good at that. We're like, we're always mm-hmm. analyzing and seeing what's doing well.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's important because obviously like if you're posting something and your audience isn't responding, then you don't want to be creating that kind of content anymore. Maybe try totally. Something else.
Yeah. So. Like look at your saves and shares. Honestly, I feel like saves is like a huge one for me. Like oh, yeah. I gauge that as like that's what my audience is really loving. Like I feel like that's a really great number to look at when you are looking at your analytics, because like obviously that means it was really inspirational to a lot of people, and that's like a huge pusher to the explore page, and that's like the ultimate yeah. goal in the whole IG world, because that's how you really really grow. So always keep that in mind, because that's the type of content that you want to create more of, and that can kind of be like your framework for what you should be shooting or what you should be like aiming to shoot more of, if that makes sense. That's what we do for sure.
Yeah, I definitely am a very like analytical person. So I'll go into my insights and like see like, you know, which post has the most saves, and then really like look at it and be like, okay, is it a full body shot? Is it a half body shot? Mm-hmm. Like what's the lighting like? Are my outfits similar? Am I wearing like the same accessory in the photos? Like am I in a parking garage? Like what location am I in? And like over summer, like we saw obviously that like sunset photos did really well. So that's yeah. like why we created that kind of content. But as we transition into fall, it's like, you know, what's going to start performing well. And I feel like right now, like we've been noticing like parking garages are coming back, like street, like city vibes, things like that. So it's like, you know, what's similar in the photos that you're posting that are doing well and getting the most saves? Is it like your pose? Like, is it your coffee prop that you're always drinking? Like, and I feel mm-hmm. like people are like, oh, well, I don't want to like post the same thing. But I've been kind of analyzing some accounts, and I feel like the accounts that are consistent in terms of like they're posting like similar outfits yeah. or similar locations every time or similar poses, like those ones do well. And I think they like consistency. So it's like if mm-hmm. you find something that works for you and you keep doing that, that could also help your growth instead of kind of being all over the place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We, I feel like, just kind of figured this out, because a lot of girls are doing it right now where it's pretty much, they're not the same photo, but it's like very similar. And I feel like we yeah. always like think we need to avoid that. Like I'm always like, ugh, I like posted my hair in a bun yesterday, I can't do it again. But like I do think, like you said, the audience really does like to see consistency, even if it's just small things like ripped jeans but in different variations. But it could also be like holding a coffee. We've seen that's doing super well right now, which is so random, but it's like always like yeah. those little things. I think it's your subconscious mind when you're
people
going through
just
and liking
like
it.
It
yeah. And then I don't
and
know
those
I
hit think, the explore
exactly yeah. And I don't know, it's something like your audience can be excited to see and they know what to expect. So I think it's like a comfort aspect, me going into like psychological analysis. But,
yeah.
Just like little things.
Well,
that
we talked
noticed.
About this before, but it's like it's basic, but it's like achievable. So it's like someone can recreate that.
Right.
And like it's easy to recreate. It's not something super crazy. So I think, you know, people really like that. So it's okay to be repetitive. And I feel like things that we're noticing that are currently doing well are like slicked back buns for fall, mm-hmm. like having coffee.
An iced coffee. Like
Jordans or Nikes but, are doing well.
Like light wash jeans.
Sweats.
We have like a list that we put together, but like those are just things off of the top of our
yeah.
head.
Literally, I posted a photo and I wasn't even going to post it. And I literally sent it to Danielle and I was like, is this even cute? And you're like, yeah, post it. And I posted it and it like did well. And it's literally such yeah. a basic photo. It's me wearing like a pair of jeans, like standing in front of like an elevator.
Yeah.
But it like, did well. People like
the basic stuff, honestly.
Yeah. It so it's like don't be achievable. Afraid to do more like simple, minimal things. And like, don't feel like you have to like be coming up with the next great idea or going all out. Literally find something in your closet. I feel like people love like jeans, a white crop top, and like, oh, a baseball hat. Those New York baseball hats are like doing really well right now too.
Oh my gosh, so yeah, I need to buy one.
If that's like your style, then like maybe look into that a little bit because we've noticed that. And I feel like I see it a lot on my Explore page. And that's totally. Kind of another place I look for is like what's popping onto the Explore page. Because if you create similar content, then like you can hit the Explore page.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of all over the place, but you guys know what we mean. But our two like main takeaways from that for like slow growth, check if you have a lot of bots following you, and then analytics are your best friend. So
look at your analytics, see what's doing well and keep doing more of that. And I think that will help in general, because I feel like we tend to notice like slower growth engagement like during the transition of season. So it's like you're going from like summer to fall, or, you know, winter to spring. There's kind of just that like awkward time period where it's like, what are we doing? What's the trend? Like, are people like, still wearing bikinis? Are we wearing like full on blazer suit sets and we're layering now? Like, what?
Right. Like, you're not, I feel like your audience isn't all saving the same type of content. Like, when you're in the bulk and the middle of a season, like, everyone is saving the same thing because it is literally the season. But some people may live in different states, so they might not be saving your bikini photos anymore. Like, they're only saving the street style photos. So I think it's like, it's always such an awkward time, I'm noticing. Like, I feel like I'm really paying attention to that this year, you know, fall to or summer to fall, or winter to summer. Right.
Yeah.
Those are like the main ones, I would say. Winter to spring. Sorry. But it's always an awkward time. I feel like we're definitely in that awkward time a little bit. Like, we're kind of moving out of it.
I was like trying to shoot fall looks today and it was so hot. I was sweating. It's so hot here. And I remember this happened last year too. And I just knew it. Like, we literally haven't had a summer. And I was like, October, November are going to be so hot, but it's going to be after Fashion Week. We're going to have already transitioned into fall. We're and like, it's just like,
no going back.
So weird. Cause it's like, yeah, you can't go back. And like, we're just like sweating in faux leather pants and like,
dude, like literally
sweaters and leather blazers. I'm just like, oh my God.
I was trying to shoot this like outfit that I wore to dinner. And it was like, leather boots, like really high leather boots, and this woman, she was kind of crazy. She was crazy. She's like, I have been sweating here since 9 a.m and you're out here running around 80 degree weather in those boots. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, Josh, sorry that I'm embarrassing apparently, but I like fully got called out. And I'm like, this is the life of a fashion blogger. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but it's a struggle. Just like weird. And like, yeah, being in SoCal, like the weather is so like back and forth. So if you are experiencing that or live in a city like that, like, we feel you. Just keep doing what you think is working best and like getting in that transitional content so that you can be ready for new trends that come along with the new seasons. So
yeah.
I think that's why I've been really open to embracing fall this year, because I'm just so excited for that change in the fashion, really. So
yeah, and it's important, like, following the quote-unquote trends on Instagram are so important. It's very similar to TikTok. Obviously there are more apparent trends on TikTok, but there are subtle trends on Instagram, and I think it's more psychological on Instagram because it's more aesthetics. Like, it's not a flat out, here's the trend to follow. It's more so like, you need to have your aesthetic creative eye to catch the trends. And if you don't have it, like, you don't have it, you know? So I don't know. I feel like it's definitely an aesthetic thing, and it's really important to follow the trends because that is how you end up on the Explore page, because everyone is saving that type of content. But we're gonna also get into the trends in a little bit, but that's like why we're saying the transitional stage is usually slow for everyone. I feel like everyone can really relate to it because people are kind of like not following one trend, if that makes sense. I don't know if like everyone thinks this way. I don't know. I feel like you can see the trends on your explore page. If you really start looking for them, you'll know.
I think
know.
If you're really, if you have kind of Instagram as like a business mindset, like mm-hmm. this is your job, totally. Then I definitely think you're like trying to like see what the trends are. And like, exactly. The explore page is such an easy place to go through, like scroll and look and see like what's trending and see like what people are wearing, like, you know, sweat sets are back, like elevated sweat sets, you know, throwing on blazers of them or trench coats or layering. Obviously it's still so freaking hot here, but like we're still going to be doing that because we want to do trends. And I think it's important to remember too, like you can do a trend and make it you, like you don't mm-hmm. have to force something that's not your style or that's not something that you would authentically do. But I think making it your own is what's like really going to help it. And absolutely. Putting that like little twist on it, just like, I feel like people do that on TikTok all the time. And like, you know, that's obviously how the trends over there start, is like someone does something and then someone else like does the same thing, but does it with their own little twist and things kind of take off. So I think it's definitely important. I think I feel like explore page, like, it didn't used to be like such a cool thing.
No.
And like recently I feel like I love my explore page and I love looking at it to like save inspo. I just want to see like what people are doing. And like, I feel like a lot of my explore page is like European fashion and I'm not mad about it because I absolutely love it. And so I just get so inspired looking at it. And I never used to feel that way about explore until like maybe the past year. I think they've gotten really good at tailoring the explore page to you. So if you're not looking at your explore page yet, like definitely check that out, because then you can kind of see what's happening there and like how to hit the explore. Because like we've said a million times, like if you want to grow, like hitting the explore is so important. And there's no like how to hit the explore page. There's no like you do this to get on explore. Like literally I don't think anybody knows. You just have to like obviously create high quality content and content that people want to save. And then because I feel like the more saves I get, the more like it says explore. And like I think we both prefer to hit explore over hashtags because it never seems to do both. So it's like if you want one or the other, explore is where I've seen my most personal growth. So it's like if I check my photo analytics, it has like so many saves, it's hit explore, then I know I will have like gained a certain amount of followers from that.
Yeah, I feel like the key analytic is seriously saves. Like people can say, oh, shares are, you know, I just feel like no matter what, if you get a lot of saves, like you will hit the explore.
I look at shares. I always forget about that. I know, like I don't really.
I mean, it's just
like I'm always looking at my saves because I'm like, oh, like for me personally, like if my saves are under 100, then my reach is like really low. But if my saves like hit over 100, then it's like a decent reach. And then anything over like 500 saves, whatever, is like really good freaking reach and like good amount of followers coming from that one post. So you can like really analyze and see like where it's coming from and then keep doing that.
Yeah, I feel like that's just something to keep in mind when you are creating content. Like, what will my audience want to save? I feel like I always try to think about that. And I'm like, okay, this is a cute photo, but is it inspiring? Like, would people want to save this and, you know, use it for fashion inspo or posing inspo or like, I don't know. That's, I feel like the main ones for me, like posing or style inspo. So just keep that in mind when you guys are shooting. I feel like that will really make a difference.
I think that's a good way to think about it too, especially when you're like styling outfits, because I feel like there are so many outfits that I save and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so cute. I can totally recreate that. And like, you're allowed to recreate things and put your own twist on it. You know what I mean? It's like no ideas are like that new. So it's just like every location. Season.
Just location saves if you have a cute spot.
Yeah. So I think just really analyzing all those things will really help you if you feel like you are going through slow growth and engagement is like, your analytics will be your best friend, like we said, and just see like what's doing well, what's trending, like maybe switch it up a little bit. Like if something's not working, don't be afraid to try something new and see what happens.
Definitely try something new.
Yeah, like don't stay stuck, because I feel like a lot of people are like too scared because it's like, oh, my engagement's already so bad. If I do something new, like what if it gets worse? And it's like, well, so what? Like
there is no, like you can't, I don't know. I feel like if your engagement is like consistently low, I would say 1000%, like, you need to switch something up, whether it be like holding a coffee, like something as simple as that. Literally. Like, it doesn't take a lot. Like, maybe you need to hold a prop.
We're telling you guys, coffee is really popping off right now.
Literally, like, everyone's just gonna be holding coffee.
Taking someone, pictures, like, of coffee.
Someone commented on my photo. She was like, hashtag coffee addict. And I'm like, is this like a nice comment, because... or is it like a mean comment? Like, it was like a random girl. It's like,
interesting.
I guess so. We're gonna be hashtag coffee addicts this fall winter season, because apparently people love that. So,
one more thing, I just want to say, if you are going through a slow period, like, you just remember you're not alone. One, and two, like, I don't know, like, how many times we say this, but like, keep going. Because it goes up and down. That's just how it is. Every time we go through it, and I'm telling you guys, I go through it a lot. I really do. It just goes up and down. It goes bad and then it comes back good. And it's just like, you have to keep going, and you can't like quit the second like something doesn't do well. It's like, whatever, hide your likes, move on to the next, keep going. And like, don't feel like you're not like worthy, or like you don't deserve your raise, or just like you're not like, you're still like 100% worth it. And like, everyone, like, I feel like people feel like they're alone in it because it can be a very lonely industry, but like, you guys can always DM us, always talk to us. I will literally tell you all the times that like my engagement has been really bad, and like,
we can this all past laugh about
August,
it
I think maybe September, August, is literally, okay, you guys, literally, I thought my engagement was going to pop off when we went to Hawaii and then New York Fashion Week a month later, and it absolutely did the opposite, and it was the worst engagement I've had in probably this entire year, and I was, like, shocked, but at the end of the day, it's just, like, whatever, like, I love the content I was posting, and it matters. Is what it is. I can't control it. And you just keep going. And now I'm posting basic fall photos, and those photos are doing really well. So it's just like so unpredictable. And you just have to keep going and keep doing what makes you happy. And don't let these like lows get you down or make you want to quit or like feel like you're not worth it, because you are. And you just have to keep going to get back up. It's just a constant up and down. And I promise it always goes back up. And you're not alone, and I go through it all the freaking time. So if you want to feel better about yourself, go look at my real views, because they're really freaking low. But like, I don't care. It is what it is.
We call it the IG roller coaster. You have to ride the lows, you have to ride the highs. But
the lows make the highs feel better.
Yeah, like, no, 100%.
So it's just like, keep going. So it's a great way to humble you. That's all I wanted to say.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that little pep talk. It's true, you guys. We've been through it, you know, many years going through the lows, sometimes more than the highs, sometimes the highs are more than the lows.
You guys, one time I lost 1,000 followers in 1 month. So if that doesn't make you feel better about yourself, I don't know what will. So
we all have like our little stories like that. So yeah, like you said, it definitely can feel like a lonely industry sometimes, especially if you don't like have a lot of local girls near you, but hopefully this podcast can make you feel better, and you can always talk to us, like Alyssa just said.
Yeah, you can always vent to us, because like, I feel you. I get it. I can relate. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And we'll always talk to you about it. Because I feel like I try really hard not to put it on my stories, because I don't want to put that energy out there.
No, totally.
You know what I mean? And I feel like whenever
agree.
You post about it, you're like putting that kind of energy out there, and I just like don't want to be doing that. And like,
I 100% agree.
You know, so I just like vent to my friends really quickly, and then I move on, because I'm like, I don't want to like entertain this, but I need to get it off my chest. But then I just need to move on and keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I 100% agree. Again.
Okay. Cool. Okay. On to fall trends, you guys. Things that we're noticing, content inspo ideas for you if you don't really know like how to transition right now, or like what you should be doing, or like what's trending. We've kind of compiled a list of things that we've been noticing. Mm-hmm. So here we go.
Okay, these are also like locations, vibes, and like props. So first one, obviously, parking garages are back, you guys.
I am so freaking excited.
Okay,
you guys have
it's so, like, they're so good because you can batch so much content. Like, we're like, oh my god, we are so efficient now because you can shoot easily like four to five outfits like right there in one
location. Yes.
Yeah.
We love it. It's so great because also the lighting in parking garages just happens to be so good. There's usually like so many different like textures or walls or like things like that. And I just love a simple wall. I'm such like a white wall kind of gal. And I was just like, when we drove into the parking garage again for the first time this fall, I was just like so happy. And I was like, driving to
it like, yay. It's like freaking Disneyland. We're like, oh my god, yay.
So excited. And I don't know why I just feel inspired in there, but I do. It's like magic happens. I feel like if you're not an influencer, you like don't get this.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
That's so weird. Okay.
Put on my story like as we were going in, like,
yeah,
it was like, tell me you're a blogger without telling me you're a blogger. Like, us being just so excited to enter this one parking garage in San Diego, it's the best one.
So good.
Yeah,
but I do want to scout more because I want to like keep seeing what's out there in the parking garage world. But I think we just literally have like, so because funny. There's also stairwells and there are also elevators,
true,
which just even adds more opportunity there. The one thing is though, obviously, ladies, be careful.
Oh my god,
be on the lookout and make sure you try to shoot with a buddy if possible. And if you're shooting on your tripod by yourself, please bring like pepper spray or something, and like be aware of your surroundings, like know people who are walking and coming and going. If you see someone, like acknowledge them, make eye contact, say hi to them. I like will always like be like, hey, what's up, how's it going, like I see you, like I see you seeing me, like, you know, just make it like very known that you're there. And if you ever feel uncomfortable, please just leave. Like, it's not worth it. Go back, get the shot later, go back with a friend, whatever. I feel like some parking garages have security these days, but you never want to risk it. So it's like, if you don't feel safe, don't be there and don't go at night. Like, just be like smart about it, because yes, parking garages can be so amazing, but they can also be creepy places where like weirdos just like sit in their cars and do like who knows what in there.
The best one in San Diego that we're talking about, like honestly, the weirdest people go there.
Weirdos.
I honestly think at this point, because a lot of San Diego girls shoot there, like I honestly wonder if like the word is getting out that like fashion bloggers are all over the garage.
Because that one also blows my mind too, like, which is like kind of comforting.
They have pretty good security. I feel like they're like pretty on it, but yeah, just a word of caution, I guess.
Yes, please be careful.
Just really creepy people. And I feel like I've seen stories about girls saying like people have tried to get in their cars, like just like weird stuff, you guys. So
yeah, so just be smart about it.
Pros,
getting that content, like working that hustle, yes, we love that, but be safe. But yes, we love parking garages and we're so excited they're back, and the lighting is just so good. So if you live in like an area that's like not like, I don't know, super poppin', like you don't live by a major city,
like
literally
cities,
go find a parking garage in the daylight, you know, when it's safer to be there, and you can like come up with so much content there.
Yeah, like especially so if there's like that. Rooftop parking lot vibes, parking garage vibes, like rooftops are really nice. But yeah,
love
okay.
that.
Okay, our little rant about parking garage, like that's so sad, that's so funny. Okay, next one
city is
girl
vibes.
I love this one.
We just got back from New York and we already want to go back,
but I feel like it's It's like street corners are like what's trending, like being in the street, I've noticed. I personally love that. I feel like you're really romanticizing where you are. And I just love when people do like random weird locations you would never think of, because it looks so candid and real. And I think that's why they do so well, because it's like, oh, this actually does look candid because you didn't scout out a location. I don't know. But things like that, like just like being in the city, I feel like that's the vibe.
I feel like it's in San Diego, it is a little harder just because like our downtown buildings like aren't super aesthetic. There's probably like three that are like somewhat usable for content. Like we love the freaking Guild Hotel. Like that one has so many different angles in one spot. You could literally take like five different outfit photos on that side wall. It's so good.
Yeah.
And I just feel like you, like you just said about romanticizing, I love that. Like you have to make it feel like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because we don't have that much to work with. So that's how we make it work, is we find that spot and then create that content. And that also reminds me, in terms of growth and the engagement part that we were talking about, I've also been noticing that people who shoot consistently in like similar areas, like similar locations, are doing well too. Because like we said, people like consistency. Right. So it's like, even though we only have two or three buildings that kind of look like that cool city vibe, we will consistently shoot at them. And it's like, we'll have enough content with the parking garages mixed in where they're not like too close to each other, but it still looks consistent on your feed and it gives it like a cohesive look. And I think that helps too. So you don't have to have a ton of like crazy locations where you live. You just have to find those couple spots that are really good and like
shoot
that'll
different
do it for
angles.
You.
Yeah. Like if you don't want it to look exactly the same, like you can totally just switch up your angle, like go from high to low, you know, or like full body to half body, that type of vibe.
Yeah, you can do like so much work with one location. You just have to get creative, like you said, with angles, the different like ways, the directions that you're shooting. And I think like even like how we were doing like standing on the street or like sitting on the curb or leaning against the wall, and it's like literally all in the same spot, but on the feed it looks like different locations, but then it's the same vibe because it is the same spot. And I think that's kind of how you tie everything together.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's like definitely a great way to have like a cohesive like fall feed too.
Yeah, so I think if you want that like city girl look, I think that's like a really good way to achieve it without like stressing yourself out about having to find like all these different locations, or you know, if you don't live in like a super like big area, I guess. So
yeah, I feel like that's pretty much that on location wise. I think if anything, the other one I would say is like glam vibes. I love like a nighttime flash. I feel like nighttime flash is really, really cute. Like the little blurry, like candid going out, like I'm in my sequin dress. Oh my God, I just like love the nighttime New York ones. So that one's also really easy to get if you're like at a restaurant. I feel like those are just, I love the candid vibes.
Those are good, like in the moment, you know, pictures that you can take when you're, like you said, out at dinner, grabbing drinks, whatever. Like using your flash is like really fun and different and kind of adds something else to your feed if you're wanting to kind of mix more in it.
Yeah. And I feel like people are just like excited to go out again. Like it's fun to see those photos because like this time last year was just completely not the same, obviously. So yeah, I think that's also why people love to see it. But I think that's it on locations. I don't think I have any other like location trends that I've noticed.
I think I just think in general more like minimal, like less busy and like authentic, like, oh, I'm casually going for a walk downtown kind of vibe. Like not super like posed or crazy or anything like that, I think is just what's doing well right now. So and that's like literally what my explore feed looks like, so I'm just gonna keep doing that.
100% Okay, next ones are like random that we'll just walk you through. So I've noticed ripped light wash denim with sneakers, people are going crazy over. It's such a cute look. It's just like a vibe. It's I think it's just relatable, obviously.
It's easy. Yeah.
And we people love to see those Jordans. Yeah. If you want to invest in something, definitely would invest in Jordans. I feel like for some reason we noticed this in the summer. Like, people love a Jordans photo. Like, people freaking love those Jordan sneakers. So
maybe it's Nike. I wonder if like, people just like the brand like Nike or New Balance, because they're so like aesthetic and like, you know, whether it's the Jordans or like the Air Force Ones, I still feel like the Air Force Ones do really well. So it's like, if you don't want to spend the money on Jordans, you totally don't have to. And you could totally stick with the Air Force Ones. And those ones are still really good. So that's like the alternative option. And I was going to tell you this. I want to buy a pair of black Converse, because I feel like those are kind of a vibe. No, do you?
Yeah, but I stopped wearing them in the summer.
You never wear them. What?
Dude, yeah. I bought them on Essence like literally during quarantine last year, because I'm obsessed with my white platform ones, but I just don't wear them as much.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I've been seeing them like pop up lately. I feel like I, know, I saw like five people today post wearing them. So I was like, I need a pair of black Converse. Yeah.
I love them. Oh my gosh,
I didn't even know you had that.
I know, dude. I honestly like didn't wear them once over the summer, which is actually crazy. I only wore them in fall last year. Just because like,
I don't know why I don't remember that.
I think it's because in my head, like, because I'm so short, for some reason, I feel like the black ones like cut me off. Like, they kind of make me, like, I feel like the white ones kind of like blend well, but like the black ones like are a little bit more noticeable. But I think they're really cute with jeans, like baggy ripped jeans, and like obviously was wearing more shorts in the summer, so I think that's why. But
I really want to get a pair of those, because I feel like I've been seeing them, and I was like, I'm so excited. That's another thing, I'm so excited to be bringing black back into the wardrobe, because I feel like I cut that out for summer. Because I, you know, black's not really that summery of a color, and color was like really in, and this was like the first summer that I really like embraced color, I feel like. So I just like took black out, but black is coming back. All black outfits, like, so I'm really excited for that.
It's just like so chic.
So, love that. I'm so excited. But okay, back to the denim. I think like, get a pair of like staple denim, and you don't even have to have like multiple pairs. Like, I feel like Abercrombie is a good place to get them. If you want like a little more affordable, Glassons has like good denim.
Glassons is my favorite for
like
pants.
That's always an option too. Zara, kind of like, I'm kind of over Zara, but they still have like good denim.
I just like have my ride or die pair from them still. Those were really good, but that's like literally the only one.
Side note, like, don't love how they don't like do anything like with influencers. Like, they, you can't like link, you know what I mean? Like, they don't like,
you can't link anything.
And of course they don't have to, but you like can't link it. Like, people share all the time, and like, I don't know. Like, I'd rather like support a brand that like supports influencers. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
Just weird thoughts that happen in my head.
Yeah, I wish they were on Reward Style, but it's fine.
Exactly, but it's fine. It's whatever. They don't need it, and everybody knows that, so whatever. Literally. Okay. Moving on.
Like, what's an influencer?
So the next one we already talked about, but we'll say it again, is I feel like when you're taking pictures and you don't have anything in your hand, you're always like, what do I do with my hands? This is awkward. Yeah. A perfect way to fix that is literally hold a coffee. And I feel like there's those like coffee things going around that are like, what number is your coffee? You know those things where it's like, one is like super light, and then 10 is like really dark.
No, I haven't seen that.
Maybe I have it mixed backwards. Oh my gosh, yes, you have. I'll send it to you. But like, I feel like people are so into their coffee right now, or even just like the fall coffee flavors that come out. I'm not a coffee drinker, so I stick with my chai latte.
She'll take one of our. Oh yeah, you do the chais.
I do my chai, but if I don't have my chai, then I take your guys' like oat milk lattes.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I feel like everyone just...
holding a coffee is it's like literally relatable. Like the easiest go-to. I think that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just everyone like relatable. Something. Anyone can do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like cute.
It just feels like... Exactly. It's like cute and like very like natural. Like, it's not forced to have a coffee in your hand, because like most people have coffee.
Right. Like, once again, going back to the, it's like a little bit more candid, because you're just not fully posing, you know? So I think that's why too.
So we love that. But if you don't know what to do, go get a coffee and add that in your photo and it'll do well.
Yeah. Okay, next one we also touched on, but hair in a bun or have a hat on.
Yeah.
I feel like that just adds a little extra something. I feel like I get so bored when my hair is just down. Like,
yes. I just... Or like if you're shooting like five outfits and like your hair doesn't change in any of the outfits, then it just kind of feels like...
It just like gives a little something. Makes it a little bit more interesting.
So easy. Like slick it back in a bun real quick, or like throw your hat on to change out the look. And I feel like those like New York hats right now are doing so well.
Wait,
like,
where's yours from again? I need to order one. Urban?
My green one is from Urban, and then I have a black one that I actually got from New York. My sister got it for me. And then I think that's all I have. I want to get another one though.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, I see.
They're just so cute.
Urban. I think they're on Amazon too, probably. But
probably. That's a good one too.
Those hats are really cute. I love the green one.
So the green one I think is my favorite. Oh, wait. I think I have a black with black writing and a black with white writing maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe I only have two. But definitely want to add a couple more because they're just so fun and easy to like throw on to your basic outfit that we're already wearing.
And it's just like fall vibes. Yeah.
Yeah. And like then like throw a flannel on over your white crop top, jeans, and sneakers, and boom.
Yeah.
That pic's gonna blow up.
Totally.
So love that. And I think just overall that like effortless, like chic, comfy vibes and the achievable vibes. Mm-hmm. Like don't be afraid to wear sweats. Like there's some accounts that we follow that like they literally just wear like cute pair of sweatpants, their sneakers, and the baseball hat we were just talking about, and like
hold a coffee, boom, and then great engagement. Like people love that
amazing
stuff.
Yes,
yeah, like it's so very that's another much thing to do. The vibe right now is the achievable, effortless, comfy. I feel like it's also so good because you can literally get that look from like high end or literally Walmart. Like it's not a specific brand. Like, it's just the
like
vibe.
Gray sweats. You could just, like, buy on Amazon or something. I think, like, sweat sets are coming back. I don't even know if they ever left, but I feel like they're, like, aggressively
just, like,
coming
even
back.
Even more so.
I'm so excited about it. So
I know, me too.
I'm excited to just style them, like, different ways and, like, mix it and be, like, either super casual or, like, add a blazer or something. You know what I mean? Like, there's just so many things you can do with it. So I'm excited. And... Ooh, I like this debate. Okay, what are your thoughts on this? Color for fall or neutrals for fall?
I feel like we're truly in between, and this happens every single year that I've noticed. Like, for, I want to say, like, a month into fall, everyone's like, oh, maybe even shorter, but it's like everyone's kind of like, oh, color or neutral. But then, like, deep into fall, it is always neutrals. Like, you can have, like, fun pops of color. Like, I just, like, love the fun pops of color. And, like, I'm definitely going to keep doing that. But, like, the full,
like, you think
I feel
you're
going to
do that, like,
neutrals
all the
take
way
over.
Through?
No, I feel like color is more so, like, the transition. And then
got it.
People love a neutral look. Like, I remember I bought so much color for fall last year, and I didn't end up wearing most of it. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know. It might be different this year because I heard, like, trend forecasters saying, like, people are just so excited to go out again and just, like, be loud in fashion. So it might be different this year because last year – it was neutrals, like no one was going anywhere. It wasn't like very exciting fashion. Yeah. So I think it might be different this year, honestly. So we'll see where it takes us.
I feel like for me, I'm just like such a neutral gal at heart. And it's just so hard for me to like do color. And it's obviously a really good challenge. But like to go back to these like plain walls and like neutral outfits, I'm so freaking excited. And I just feel more inspired because I feel like I'm so much more in my element. And in terms of color, I feel like for fall, I love earthy tones. Mm-hmm. So I know like I like to wear like green, like that green Nike hat. I have the green Jordans, like, or like browns. Obviously brown is neutral. So, but like, I think earth colored tones I'm like into because I think they pair really well with neutrals and they're not too crazy. I just like will never be into like bright red, bright yellow, orange. Mm-hmm. Like I just, it's just not me, and I don't ever see a piece of clothing and I'm like, wow, I want that. Like I look at that piece of clothing and I'm like, wow, if that was white or black, would be amazing. Yeah. But it's not. So moving along. So yeah. I'm personally really excited because I feel like I just thrive under neutral colors. And yeah, that, like you said, it kind of trends towards that way for like fall, winter. So
I'm so excited. I feel like there's not which one's performing better right now. Like I feel like it's pretty equal.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of those like monochromatic looks where like color, like all green, like a green skirt, green blazer, like whatever, or like the pink or the blue, or like you see those and I feel like I'm like, wow, that's a look.
Yeah,
you know, so I feel like I'm still seeing that. So color is still definitely a thing right now. So we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting to
see. We'll keep an eye out. We'll tell you if it's out. Yeah, we'll give you an update.
An updated report.
Maybe like one podcast episode.
Color is out.
Yeah. We're like, PSA. It's not the move.
Yeah. But okay. Next.
Other things. I feel like obviously people are responding well to travel. I feel like the girls who are so lucky to go and travel to like Europe and everything, I feel like those photos always do well. Obviously, that's not attainable for everyone, but it's doing well. So,
well, that's what I think. It's like, I think it travel in terms of like European city vibes, right? Mm-hmm. Like, or do you think like tropical vibes still?
No, I think like literally just people traveling anywhere. Like, I've noticed like if you go on a trip somewhere, like I feel like I just see that your audience is excited for you. And
see, I feel like that's how I feel, but then I do that and my audience cannot relate and they're like, no engagement I guess, on your content.
I don't know, it's like I feel like that just falls into the category of, you know, you might potentially get a lot of saves on that post because it is inspiring for people to see like where you're traveling to, and you know,
especially if they're going to be traveling too.
Exactly,
because I know we're currently planning a trip and we're saving all the inspo because
oh my god,
we want to know, like, save all the locations that we want to shoot at, and we're so excited. But yeah, so travel I feel like is really good if you do have the means to do that. If not, your city or hometown is just as amazing. And it's literally all about romanticizing and like making it as dreamy as possible on your feed. That's our job, is to be creative. So I think just overall, like, fall is all about inspo that your audience wants to save in terms of like fashion, locations. Like, I feel like, I don't know, summer and fall are like so different.
Yeah, like people are just like in the fall spirit right now.
Yeah,
and I'm just like saving the energy is different, right? Like, if I
I'm saving like everything. I'm like, so cute, save.
I know. Literally, save. I'm just like handing out free saves. Like, everyone gets a save. But like, oh my gosh, recently, like, some of the ones that I really have been loving is like girls posing with like pumpkins, but not making it cheesy. Like, they're just in the back, like somewhere.
I have not seen this, and
I'll show you one. Vanessa, I just saved one from Vanessa. Shout out Vanessa if you're listening. But she did one that was really subtle. We talk about Vanessa
all the time.
I know, I know. We just like, you're killing it. But anyways, and oh my god, I saw someone. They did a picnic, but it was like completely fall themed. I'm like, this is so cute. Like, they had like little cups of cocoa, and like they were just like, it was just like cozy picnic vibes. But they had like a pumpkin. Like, I don't know, pumpkins can be cheesy, but like, it was just like cute fall. Like, people, I just feel like, are trying to see like, oh, like, I love fall right now. And like, that's, I don't know,
I feel like people are like really enthusiastic about fall as a season, and then especially like with Halloween coming up, people are just like so into like the fall seasonal vibes. And personally, I don't like love Halloween. Don't hate me. I just like, it's not my thing. I don't like orange. So it's just like, I don't like pumpkin. It's just not me. Oh, I love pumpkin. So it's just like,
that's okay.
I don't know. And that's okay. Yeah. Like, so if you're like me, hit me up. Just hit me up. Come say hi. Let me know. Cause sometimes it gets lonely in the world if you don't like Halloween. Cause everyone wants to do things for Halloween. And yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think fall is just such an inspirational time in general. So if you're feeling like stuck or low engagement or no growth, like switch it up, try these things, try these trends we're recommending. Like something is bound to work, I promise you. Like we've been testing them and like my content's doing pretty well, I'd say, for me. And like, you know, I don't know. Yeah. It's just my profile or my account is just like, I don't get like crazy engagement right away. My posts tend to grow over about like a 3-day period. So once like 3 yeah. days pass, that's when like that post will kind of max out on engagement. And it's like, I feel like pretty decent right now. And these are the things that we're telling you guys are the things that I've been doing. So that's what I'm going to keep doing for fall. That's yeah. the plan. That is the love strategy that. For fall is to keep doing these things that we shared with you guys. So hopefully yeah, you take
being consistent with it.
Inspo from that. And then our last little section is for Reels trends. I think this is mm-hmm. really fun because I know we both have been trying to do more Reels lately. And like, I don't know what it is, like, but switching my Reels it up. Do not get crazy views whatsoever. And it's fine. Like, they're just fun to make. And like, you never know when one can pop off. Like,
it's did random.
One in New York and it was so low on views. Then all of a sudden it like popped off like last week, like literally a month later, it popped off. Like, what?
Yeah, that totally happens.
So that was like kind of cool. And yeah, so we'll share some things that we've been noticing.
Yeah, so these are just like little things, but so obviously good, fun transitions. I feel like when you're really creative with a transition, it just, people are going to save it. And it's the same thing with Reels, yeah. saves. Saves are important, but I just like really appreciate a good transition. I feel like everyone is looking for the next transition or the next one to like copy and save. So yeah. I feel like transitions are really good, whether it's like walking into a door or whatever and like the camera puts you into a new location, if you guys know what I'm talking yeah. about, or if it's like throwing a jacket on the ground and then you pop up on the jacket and you're wearing yep. an outfit with a jacket. Just things like that that are super fun to look at.
Yeah, I think like people, I think it's just really cool to see, and you like watch them a couple times. So like
yeah.
when you do a really cool transition, then people watch it over and over, which gives it like more views and mm-hmm. more like watch time, I guess. So it indicates to the algorithm that like it's a good reel. So I think that's always fun to do.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to try to do more transitions. So that's another thing, is I was pretty against my little Reels tab at the beginning.
But oh, it's I'm so coming important around now.
To it. It and really is. I will go like maybe scroll for like 5 minutes, nothing too crazy, and just like see what people are doing and
exactly.
like save sounds that I like, see what kind of transitions people are doing, get some inspo and like what kind of outfits they're wearing. Because I feel like people like are like putting out really good like fall outfit vibes, and I'm like really yeah. inspired by it. And then like sounds too, I feel like Reels for me, like the hardest part about a reel is picking the sound you want to do yeah. it to. So I feel like that's like good inspo, is spend a little time on your little Reels tab, because I feel like that could be a good
definitely it's like you gotta do the inspo. Explore the regular explore yeah. but then also scroll through Reels, because I would have no ideas for Reels if I would. I mean, I guess like I have like my core ideas, but it's a fun way to get out of the box with, you know, putting your own twist on the things that other people are doing. And
yeah,
I don't know, I've been having fun on the Reels tab recently.
Yeah,
but on that note, I think also a big thing is making, okay, people are saying 7 seconds, like people are saying exactly 7 seconds. I think that came from TikTok, but I've heard it on Instagram, that might be a myth, but I would say 7 seconds or less is usually good. Like, I feel like that's
yeah,
the attention
not too
span
long.
Of people.
And then it's like people complete the video.
And
so
then
I feel like that's
it.
Like a big thing, because it's like yeah. if you post like a 30-second reel and people are only watching like 5 seconds of it, then the algorithm is seeing that people aren't like watching all the way through.
Yeah.
So I've definitely heard that too. So I always feel like I forget, but I feel like my reels aren't really that long anyway. But it's a good thing to remember, is just keep it like yeah. short and simple. And I think that's kind of like the next like idea we have mm-hmm. is those like casual like walking videos. Those
yeah,
are
like
really short
people
ones.
People will just be walking across the street.
I
don't
get it. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it.
I think it's also like lumping this in there with this point is romanticizing everyday life. Like, that is the vibe, and I feel like people respond well to it when it's like you're literally just walking across the street and
but you also have to have like a bomb outfit on. Yeah the outfit but,
like, you look really cute. I think, again, it's a whole candid thing, like, oh my god, like, look how cute this girl is, she's just walking across the street with her coffee and like I'm gonna go walk down the street. No, just kidding. But it's just like effortless chic. I swear, mm-hmm. I see like the like when I'm scrolling on my Reels tab, like,
dude, I know, and those videos have like a million views, crazy, like 100k likes, and literally the girl's not even looking at the camera; she's literally walking,
or she's like fixing her jacket. I saw one that just popped off recently, and it was like 2 seconds. A girl like put on her jacket, and that's it. And I'm like, oh, I mean, it was cute, but like you would never, I would never think to make that as a reel. So I think just like playing around and like, again, looking at that Reels tab, because I got new ideas when I get new ideas every time, because I'm like, wow, okay, I'm going to just walk for 3 seconds, put that on as a reel and see how it does. I don't know. But
Yep. I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah.
maybe it'll happen for us, you know? But okay, and then another trend is like those videos that are like what's new at, and then like the store. I've never posted one as a reel, but I post them on TikTok.
Oh, you should do it as a reel.
I'm gonna try, because I feel like my most viewed TikToks are when I go into Zara and I'm like, what's new at Zara? Mm-hmm. And you guys, I literally put the most minimal effort into these things. Yeah. I will stand in front of a piece of clothing and I literally record it for 1 second.
Yeah.
As I'm like shopping, like if you're window shopping wherever, just go in. Especially, I feel like people are so invested in Zara. And totally. I recently did one on TikTok for Abercrombie, and it's kind of popping off. So I think people just like,
it definitely is.
I feel like Zara and Abercrombie right now are really like hot topics. So if you like those stores, go create content with them, because they're really doing well right now. So it's so weird, because I'm always like, this video is going to be so stupid. Like, what even is this? And then they do well. They do better than like my styling videos that I like spend like hours put on.
Hours, yeah.
But it's fine. It's fine. I'm going to post that Abercrombie one on Reels and see what it does. So I'm going to like post it to my feed and then take it off right away.
Oh, yeah.
See what happens.
People also say that works, but I haven't tested it too much.
I did actually test not putting a reel onto my feed, and I regretted it immediately.
Okay.
So that's, always, you know, throw it to your feed and then take it off if you're going to take it off. So yeah, just a lesson. I just, you know, tried it because I was curious.
Yeah.
And it went, I mean, it went badly.
Gotta experiment, honestly. Take risks.
It's all about testing. So. Yeah. And then I feel like the last one is those like videos where people just put together like the iconic fall outfits, and they just look so good, and you literally could like do nothing. You just like stand in the video, or like do the little mirror recordings, mm-hmm. like make sure you have good lighting. But like those, like I always save those fall outfit ones, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I own those pieces, like I could recreate that. That's a good idea.
This is the time to do it too, because like we're early into fall, and I feel like people get, I don't know, like people are just so about the fall outfits right now. So if you need some like inspo on your next reel, definitely do some sort of fall styling reels, because everyone is saving those right now.
I've been saving so many of those and getting like so much like inspo and getting so excited. Like I need to get out all my like faux leather pieces, like my leather blazer, like our leather blazer we have some from Zara, like
iconic,
so literally much last year, like leather jacket, so good. The lioness slash like Princess Polly like leather jacket that like popped off, like that one
with the
like
just fur,
so many good pieces that one. And then there's just like the regular jacket, but
so cute.
I'm just so excited for fall and styling, and I've like started putting my summer stuff away, getting my boots
I'm so excited for boots.
Yes, literally I love boots so much, and like the iconic Zara boots, like
I know
Public Desire has really good dupes.
I just got some in from Public Desire, like they're so good. Just so, so excited.
So I just like feel so inspired by fall and so excited. I've never been excited for fall, but I feel like we shared so much information with you guys, so hopefully
over this episode long.
Helps you if you're feeling stuck or uninspired, giving you just like some ideas to go out and do. Like it's just a reminder that like Instagram doesn't have to be super hard. You don't have to have a lot of money. You don't have to have a ton of clothes. Like, you can literally use pieces that are in your closet, like your most basic staple pieces. Yeah. Use those and you can get create creative outfits. Like, find good lighting, use locations in the area get you live coffee. In, and you just, like, make it work. Exactly.
Yeah.
Get a coffee. Oh my gosh. Okay, one other thing too, while we're on that topic, another thing that I noticed that is like popping off is when you cover your face. Don't ask me why. Oh yeah,
that's always worked for me.
Covering your face with your coffee, yeah. Or like looking down with your hat or looking away. I don't know what it is. But
that's,
oh, and I've okay, one more thing too. That, I just yeah. remembered we didn't say this. Okay. Black sunglasses. Sorry, I just want to make sure I give you guys all the knowledge. Like, I'm just like remembering all
these things. Our Gucci ones, best investment. Like, yes, the Gucci ones are so good.
But if you don't want to buy them or you don't want to spend that money, there are so many dupes. Like, so many dupes, and they're so good. Like
thin rectangle black sunglasses. Like, so fierce.
With your slick back bun and your like gold hoop earrings.
Hailey Bieber style.
Like, when you wear that bun, it's like I literally feel like a boy. So I always want to wear my gold hoops to like make it more feminine, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
no, 100%.
Classic. Okay, I feel like we've literally shared everything now. Now that I got that,
I know.
Off
I
my
feel
chest.
Like I love this episode so much. I hope you guys did too. Lots of info here.
A lot of good information, and hopefully you guys feel inspired and you just keep going no matter what, because that's what matters, and that you just create content you love and keep doing that, and your audience will notice that and engage with you, and a new audience will be attracted to you. And yes the algorithm sucks, but we don't want to be putting that energy out there on our stories, you know what I mean? So, you know, just know everyone's going through it, but like keep going and stay positive.
Don't put too much energy toward it. You don't want it to manifest more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's it, you guys. Thank you so much for listening, as always.
Such a good episode. We appreciate you guys. You guys know, you know, subscribe, leave us a rate us and review us if you have time and you love us. It helps us. And if you ever want to like chat with a cool like girl group, you can join our Facebook group. It's called The Influence Community. And we have so much fun in there. And we always like announce things in there before we announce them on our own Instagrams. So we have some fun things coming up. So definitely if you want to make friends or just like be in a group with people who get it, come join us. We would love to have you. So I think that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it, you guys. Okay. We'll see you next
week. Thank you guys so much. We love you, and we will see you in our next episode. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.